This is Aunt Martha, boys and girls, and I want to have a heart-to-heart chat with you. Some of you know that the Maddie stories are true stories about me, Aunt Martha, when I was a little girl. So many stories for boys and girls are about happy times of brothers and sisters with their birth mamas and daddies. But because I did not have such a home after I was 4 years old, my heart has a special place for children who are in foster homes. Now, some are adopted into homes just as if this were their birth family, and they have the same name as their daddy and their mother. But in foster homes, it isn't that way. When one is a foster child, it is hard to feel as if he really belongs. I know, I have always had this problem. My foster family wanted me to be happy. They gave me a nice home, good clothes, nice food, and things I needed. But in my heart, I wanted to be with my own mama. I didn't want my own papa to be dead. So these thoughts kept me from being happy in my foster home. I often acted pouty and sad. This made it hard for the folks to love me. They didn't understand my inside sadness. But Jesus knew about my inside sadness. My inside sadness was very real. Even though I did give my heart to Jesus when I was 10 and I was born again, it was many years before I began to really understand how much he would have helped me back there if I had really let him comfort me. And it would have helped me if someone else would have led me into his comfort. So I want to tell you the story about Rebecca's inside sadness.